This is Ozarks at Large. Every summer, the Northwest Arkansas Council, a nonprofit organization made up of Northwest Arkansas business people, educators, and leaders, holds an annual meeting to review the region's past 12 months and address the future. Yesterday's gathering took place in the new Theater Squared home in downtown Fayetteville. The program included a highlight from an upcoming T2 production, Matilda the Musical, sung by Betsy Jilka. The song, When I Grow Up, could serve as a metaphor for a region still welcoming dozens of new residents on average every week. Nelson Peacock, the president and CEO of the council, highlighted some of the year's past news, including obtaining federal funding to complete an Interstate 49 connection across the state line into Missouri.
The Bella Vista Bypass has been out there for well over a decade. We've been unable to get lined up with Missouri, and this year was the year we made it happen, and a lot of people came together to do that. Primarily our congressional delegation, the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, our governor, and then the council's role, as I said, was, you know, working in Missouri, making sure the leaders of Missouri understood the economic impact of that road to their region, which is a rural region for them, just on the other side of the state line. So we had to do a little bit of work there, but it all came together, and that $25 million federal grant will free up over $100 million for that project to finally have a completed I-49.
Looking forward, the council is facilitating a development to act on a council commission study from earlier this year. That healthcare study, conducted by Kansas City consultants Tripp Umbach, concluded nearly $1 billion annually leaves Northwest Arkansas for healthcare sought by residents in other places. The review offered short and long-term remedies, from expansion of graduate medical education to the eventual establishment of a medical school in Northwest Arkansas. To work toward those goals, Peacock says a transformation division is being formed. Partners include six major medical and educational institutions in the region: the University of Arkansas, the Northwest Arkansas campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, Arkansas Children's Northwest, Mercy Health, Northwest Health System, and Washington Regional Medical Center. Peacock says the partners have signed a memorandum of understanding
to work on that. And we've already started working on the graduate medical education planning. That's already started, but we will hire an executive director. This is an important enough position that we need an expert that wakes up every day figuring out how we can accomplish these goals.
He says the launch of the national search for a director could begin in the next several weeks. A steering committee for the project will be led by Susan Barrett, former CEO of Mercy Health System. She says she's enthusiastic about what she describes as a first-ever coming together of educational and medical interests in the region.
We have to think about this differently. We have to look at how healthcare contributes to the economy. We have to do the things that grow the needed workforce for the future. And we have to attract from outside the area so that Northwest Arkansas can become a healthcare destination.
That report compiled earlier this year suggested a concentrated strategy to improving healthcare options and increasing the number of medical professionals in the region could do more than just halt the flow of $950 million annually out of Northwest Arkansas. Such strategies could tip the ledger into the black and actually make the region a landing place for people from outside the area seeking treatment. Barrett says the work to meet the goals sought by the Northwest Arkansas Council will be substantial. But she says based on her experience here and elsewhere, she thinks it can happen.
So I moved here from Southeast Kansas, and the communities in Southeast Kansas at that time were really struggling with losing population. The dynamics of Northwest Arkansas, both in its energy as a region, but also its energy as a people, has always impressed me. The Northwest Arkansas Council has accomplished amazing things, and I have no doubt that this one will be among the ones for future success.
Attendees yesterday also heard about a development in the nearer future, the opening of the Momentary in Bentonville. The museum, a satellite of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, will open in February. But Leon Bertels, the executive director of the Momentary, says an October 5th event this year will serve as an introductory occasion.
We will gather just next door to the Momentary on the Momentary Green, which is a festival space and a park next to the Momentary between 8th Street Market and the Momentary, to share the program and to get families and people together and give them a chance to sign up for a membership to give them more information about what's going to happen in the first months at the Momentary and to get the excitement growing.
That October 5th event will also include the Chicago-based artist Nick Cave. An exhibit by Cave will be featured at the Momentary during its first year of operation. Yesterday's meeting also included required attention to organizational business, including the approval of chairs for committees and of Todd Simmons of Siloam Springs as the 2019-2020 presiding co-chair for the Northwest Arkansas Council. This is Ozarks at Large.